Hey, everybody, this is Hicks all the way from Sweden, and you're listening to Power Rock Podcast with Jim Madonna, and please turn it up.
Hello, everyone. Jim Madonna here, your host of Power Rock Podcast. I would like to thank you all so much for tuning in to yet another episode, bringing you the best interviews from indie to mainstream. Whether it's rock, country, pop, metal, speed metal, heavy metal, we're going to crank it out. So without further ado, would you please welcome country recording artist Hicks. You with me, my brother?
Yeah, I'm here. Woo! All the way from Sweden.
All the way from Sweden. Hicks, I want to thank you truly from the bottom of my heart, man, for you taking your time. I know that there's such a time difference from the United States to Sweden. It's probably about 12, 1 o'clock your time, and it means a lot to me that you would call me and take your, like
well,
I said,
thank
take
you so much. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really enjoying it. It's a real pleasure to sit here in Sweden and get to talk to you over in the United States about my music. I mean, come on.
I'm the
guy who's privileged here.
I take this really as an honor. You know, I've seen your biography, man, and I've gone over your biography, and from what I understand, you're 51 years old.
Yes, I am.
Brother,
I'm an old geezer.
You're an old geezer. I wouldn't say that because, you know, as I look over your biography, I see some things on here that are just amazing. And, you know, you're on that 8-second bull with no chance of getting off, man.
So true.
You're doing at 51 what people are doing at 20.
I'm a late bloomer.
Yeah, but you're coming out of the gate strong, man, and that's what's so awesome about you, brother.
Well, I just decided that this is my life, this is my dream, and I don't care what other people think about me or think about what I'm doing, because I'm doing it for me, and then if I get to touch somebody else, that's just a big, big bonus.
Right. I love what you had wrote, you know, in your biography. You know, if I only had listened to all the experts that told me you were too old, that you couldn't write country songs, that radio would never play your music, that you couldn't sing, it would never work. You're crazy. These are people that things said to you, but then you come back strong with saying things like, well, if I would have listened to them, I never would have been... a representative of Sweden at the CMA Fest in Nashville. And the list goes on and on and on. Great job. There are so many people.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
There are so many people out there today that just give up simply on what other people say. And I highly encourage...
I'm so crazy to think that and believe that it's impossible to fail. You can quit, but then you never fail. You just quit. And if you have a burning desire in your heart, just go for it, no matter what, because it doesn't matter if we on Billboard charts or get awarded or whatever, as long as we're doing what we want, because being on the road, that's what it's all about. It's all about having fun. It's all about following that dream, because when we do that, our passion comes alive, and life is just so amazing when we do it.
Yeah, I think
it doesn't matter what the outcome is.
I think that there's a lot of people that have tried and had given up are really kicking themselves in the butt, hoping and wishing that they never had done that. You're living proof that it can be done.
It can be done. It doesn't matter what age you are. As long as there's a burning desire, go ahead and do it. Because like I said, and I can tell you, my experience is now that I'm no longer in the driver's seat here. I'm in the back seat. I'm riding along. Somebody else is driving, because this has taken a life of its own, and I don't have any control of it anymore. But I don't think I ever had it. It's out there, and like I said before, I'm here, I'm talking to you. I never in my wildest dreams would have believed that when I started out, because I started out just, there were so many people told me not to, and that gave me a big reason just to do it, because if everybody's telling you not to do it, then they are telling a lot of other people that they shouldn't do it, and then there can't be too many people out there doing it.
Right. I totally agree.
Because people actually do listen to those so-called experts, and I did at first for a few seconds, but then, like I said, I thought, but no, this is my life, this is my dream, and I'm going to do it no matter what.
Well, that's excellent, man. You know, I little joke here. I don't know how true it is or not, but I actually did a interview with a rock and roll artist that lives in Sweden as well. And he told me, is this rumor, but do the Swedish people truly love to drink their beer?
Yeah, they do. And they drink too much of it.
The Swedish can come up with just about any excuse to drink a beer, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to add, you know, just wanted to know.
We were beer nation.
Okay. Fair enough, man. Yeah. You know, let me ask you this. Being that you live in Sweden and you've been to the United States multiple times and you've recorded in Nashville, which I only live 4 hours from Nashville.
Oh, cool.
What do you think, or is there a difference in the fans, your fan base across the two countries? Now, I know you're worldwide. You know, you've done things in Germany, London, you know, you name it, England, France, Australia. But when it comes to your hometown of Sweden, and then you come to do some work here in the United States, is there a big difference? Do you see any difference?
Well, everybody's partying just as hard. And I mean, with partying just as hard is that they go wild at the shows. But the biggest difference is, and I, of course it's a language thing, because I sing in English and it's your language. So the audience in the United States, they listen more to the lyrics. And they are hardcore country fans, and that is what you do. Country music isn't a genre that you just consume like you do with pop or rock. Country music, you really listen to it. And when I play here in Sweden, they consume the music more. They listen to it, they go wild at the show, or I should say, they hear it, they don't listen to it, and they just party. And in the United States, everybody's more attentive to what you're saying between songs.
So you're saying that the Americans will be more attentive to the lyrics of what you're actually saying in the song, compared to as the Swedish will enjoy the lyrics. However, they're, like you had said, they hear it, but they're just jamming.
Yeah, that's right. And of course, it's a language thing. I mean, it's your language, so you understand it a lot better. But it's also, country music isn't that big in Sweden yet. It's starting to grow, and people don't pay that much attention to lyrics over here because it's just, music should be consumed. I think that's the biggest difference. And in a way, it's easier to play in Nashville, and in another way, it's harder to play in Nashville because there is so much talent in Nashville. So it can be a little intimidating. I mean, my first shows I did down on Broadway at the Honky Tonks, I was so happy that I was going to play there, but I was so intimidated because I knew, I mean, everybody in the crowd is playing and everybody's singing and everybody does it so well. So it was just like, well, here I am from Sweden, but hey, what the hell?
You proved everybody is what you did. You know, it didn't matter what those people were thinking. The bottom line is that you got across what you wanted to get across, and that's the most important thing.
Yeah, it is. And like I said, I think we are, this maybe sounds a little weird, but I think everybody comes to this planet with some sort of a purpose.
Absolutely.
And I think that purpose is written in our souls, in our hearts, when we're born. And I think when we start to follow that purpose, that inner calling, that is when the magic happens. That is when universe or God is helping us and just pushes forward, because that is what's happening to me. It's just mind-blowing, everything that's going on in my life right now.
Well, I agree with you 100%. You know, I'm 47 years old, and never in my wildest dreams did I ever think that I even had a voice to do radio. But I started this project back in April, Power Rock Podcast, and you make my 26th interview from mainstream to indie artist, some multi-platinum records, and I take that as such an honor. Going back to what you said, and I'm going to choose to use the word God. You know, God has put us here for a purpose. And if radio is my purpose, then, you know, I love to do it. I love to talk with the artist. There's nothing egotistical about it because it's not about me. It's about the artist, you know, and it brings me great joy to be able to learn about different cultures and different music and, you know, just what's on people's hearts.
Yeah, and isn't that a good feeling? You know, you follow your own heart to get to do what you want to do. You get to live your life.
Let me ask you something. Your song Hayride has created quite a buzz. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I'm so happy about the buzz it's creating. It's really amazing. I'm so happy for it. And but that song is, I wanted to write a fun, up-tempo, beer-drinking, party summer song. And what's that summer more than a hayride? So I started thinking about it. I liked the word hayride, the way it sounded. And I thought, yeah, that's fun to go on a hayride, especially if you're here in Stockholm. His name is Lasse Andersson. And I played a chorus for him, and he just said, hey, that's a cool chorus. And we wrote the song, and we had so much fun doing it. And I think you can hear that in the recording, how much fun we had.
Right. Well, it sounds like it. I have saw the video. I absolutely love the song, man. It's a great tune.
Well, I appreciate that, man.
It's my pleasure. Well, listen, now that we're talking about Hayride, why don't we go ahead and let the listeners hear Hayride with X.
Yeah, sure.
All right, turn it up here on Power Rock Podcast.
Ready to roll. Hey, 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 ride. Come on, come on. Have a good time. Hey, 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 ride. The heat is on in summertime. Hey, 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 ride. Hey, ride, hey, ride. Hey, hey, hey. I bought a mason jar. It's a homemade thing. I got my buddy's guitar, and before it's dark, I'll have you sing. Hip, hip, hey, right.
With the song Hayride.
Yeah, hey, Hayride.
All right. Well, Hicks, I got a couple and another question to ask you. Who would you say are your greatest inspirations?
In general, or melodic music, but there are great melodies. I'm a sucker for a great melody.
Well, I also know that you did some work with Jimmy Jameson.
Well, it's kind of odd because he passed away last weekend.
Right.
And just thinking about that breaks my heart. But working with Jimmy Jameson was such an honor. It was one of my favorite singers. I grew up listening to Survivor. And then be invited to write a whole album for him, that was just a big... big dream come true. And I wrote it with my producer, Eric Martinson. He tried to find out, because I never met him before. And so we tried to find out as much as we possibly could about him before we started writing any songs, because we wanted to capture Jimmy Jameson at the stage in his life where he was at that point when we wrote those songs. And we managed to do that because he thought it was the best album he ever done. Eric is a great, great singer, so he sang on the demos. And then when Jimmy sang his parts with the way he interpreted those songs, and that was one of the best albums I've ever been a part of. And especially now, since he passed away, and there will never be another Jimmy Jameson song again. And I think that was the last recording he did.
Would you say that would be one of your highlights of your career?
Absolutely, absolutely. As a songwriter, yes.
Okay.
And because that album, when we had mixed it and everything, and we sent it to Jimmy, and he called us up, and we invited him to write and to change whatever he wanted in his songs, because we wanted it to be a Jimmy album, not a Hicks and Eric Martinson album with Jimmy singing on it, because we really, that was so important to us. But he didn't want to change a word or melodies or nothing. He just sang it as we wrote it, but so much better.
I could see where that would be very touching and very personal.
Yes, and there's a song called Why Did Heaven Call Your Name? And it's, now that song is just, I can hardly listen to it, because it just breaks my heart.
Right, right. I can, you know, it's amazing how powerful words can be, because, you know, and I'm a very firm believer that we are, you know, we're here today and gone tomorrow, and that we're not to take advantage.
Yeah.
We're not to take advantage of people, nor are we to take advantage of the day, because, you know, we just don't know about tomorrow. All we have control of is today. And yesterday is history, and tomorrow's a mystery. Today's a gift. That's why we call it a present.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good. Yeah. Love that.
You know, I use that a lot. I mean, it's a very profound statement. You know, because what you say to somebody today, you might not be able to apologize to tomorrow.
No, so
you know,
and that's also why I think it's so important that we follow our dreams.
Right.
And live life to the fullest. Our last words won't be, oh, I wish that I, or I regret.
Right, exactly. Hicks, on that album that we have, that we've been talking about, you have another song on there called Mama's Kitchen.
Now, yes, Mama's Kitchen.
I got to tell you, man, I have watched that video, and that has got to be one of, like, the happiest. You look like you guys just had a blast doing that song.
Well, we had. And when I decided to shoot the video, I wanted it to be homemade, home-cooked. So I just called up all my buddies and say, I'm going to throw a barbecue this afternoon, and I hope all of y'all can come. I didn't tell anybody that we were going to shoot it. And then I called my film guy and just say, if you can film it with your phone so it gets really, really a homemade look, I would be happy. But he didn't have the right tools to edit if he would film it with his phone. So he bought his cheapest camera. And then I told everybody, we're going to film this. And then we just had a party.
That is awesome.
And I can tell you, at the end of that video shoot, we weren't that sober.
Let's go ahead and play Mama's Kitchen with Hicks. Turn it up here on Power Rock Podcast.
Down home, deep southern, from the sticks, me and my butter. was riding around this world. Hard hats, blue collar, just trying to make a dollar. In different corners, different fields. No matter what we do, no matter where we go, there's a place you never outgrow. We always come back to mama's kitchen. Swapping lines, laughing, bitching, catching up what goes on in our lives. Plenty of love in mama's kitchen. Ice cold beer, some deep fried chicken. Southern food for body, heart, soul and mind. In mama's kitchen. To London in a while. Me and Day in Paris drank some shit and felt fantastic. Sold the Eiffel Tower for $100. Some crazy stunts we pulled, some crazy things we've seen. But there's nothing like a home-cooked meal. We always come back to mama's kitchen. Swapping lines, laughing, bitching, catching up what goes on in our lives. Plenty of love in mama's kitchen. Ice cold beer, some deep fried chicken. Southern food for body, heart, soul and mind. In mama's kitchen. Not today, taking care of business.
It goes back to the beginning of the interview. I understand that the Swedish liked their liquor.
We're like, yeah, well, this was a good occasion to drink a few beers. And we did. We just had a good time eating burgers and playing the song and singing along to it.
Right.
And that was the purpose, just to have fun. And a lot of my songs is about having fun because, I mean, the state of the world today isn't that funny, I think, because there's a lot of problems, there's wars everywhere, and there's a lot of hate going on. So I want to bring some positive energy out there, give people something else to think about, just sit down, have a beer, have a laugh, and listen to Hicks, and just let life be fun.
Man, I think you have probably one of the most positive outlooks that I've encountered in a long time. Not that I'm not saying that the other people have not been positive. Please don't misinterpret what I'm saying, but I truly admire and respect your outlook on life because you think in terms of other people and the way life is and faith and so on and so forth, very much like I do, and it's so important. It's so important. But with that being said,
to
man.
Me it's always,
go ahead.
Yeah, like a lot of fun. And he's over 50 and having that all that fun. I can do that too.
That's exactly right.
So that our life becomes an inspiration. And like I said before, it's not about collecting awards or nominations or being on charts. It's about having fun. It's about inspire. people. And I love the word inspire, to be in spirit.
There you go.
Be connected. Yeah, be connected. Because we are all connected to each other on this planet. If we're brown, black, yellow, purple, green, I don't care. We're human beings, everybody.
That's right.
So, yeah.
You know, I want to share a little something with you real quick here. You know, you talk about, you know, you said that you guys weren't too sober after that video shoot of Mama's Kitchen and so on and so forth. But I want to tell you something very funny about where I live here in Georgia, which I said to you earlier, that is only, you know, 4 hours from Nashville. But if you come to my town, alcohol, liquor, hard liquor is illegal. Do you know that?
Oh, it is?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's against the law.
I didn't know that.
It's against the law to sell it, liquor, in my town. You can buy beer and you can buy wine, but you cannot have hard spirits. You have to go either north or south because there's really only one road through my town. You either have to go one way, north or south, to purchase alcohol. Now, you can bring it back to your residence, but to have it out in public or to have it, you can go to jail for that.
Wow.
It's actually what it's called. It's called a dry county. I bet you've never heard anything so crazy in all your life.
No, I never heard it.
But welcome to Power Rock Podcast, man.
well, I can't say it's that bad of an idea because people who can't handle the liquor, they get in a lot of trouble. So, well, I'm torn there. For some people, it's good and some don't.
Right. I want to ask.
I don't drink that much hard liquor myself. I'm a beer guy.
Right. Exactly. Me too. I want to just ask you maybe a couple more questions, and then we're going to go into another song. When you're playing out now, I know you had said it back when you started playing in Nashville that, you know, you were nervous because, you know, that's kind of the heartbeat of America, if you will, for country music. But when you get up there on stage and you perform, do you ever get nervous, you know, or do you come out there with the utmost of confidence to do what you just love to do?
The latter, because being on stage, it's who I am. So I don't get nervous, just like, or like I said, for the first time when I was playing in Nashville, but that was just for a few seconds. And then when I'm on stage, it's just like I am still me, but it's like the devil in me wakes up, and it's just, wow, let's play.
Right. I mean, if you could put it into words, how could you explain to somebody like myself who has never experienced it, but excuse me, how could you put it into words when you hear the announcer on while you're getting ready to come on stage, and yet the band's up there and they might be playing their intro, and would you please welcome Hicks, and the lights come on and the fans go nuts? How could you explain it to the best of your ability, how you feel? What kind of feeling do you actually endure in your soul when that happens?
There are so many feelings with that. There is you're psyched, you're happy, you're content in a way with that, what you have accomplished. And you're hungry because you want to put on a great show. So there is so many emotions bouncing around inside of you. It's really hard to explain. And sometimes when I'm on stage and you look out on the crowd, and I just sometimes just stand there thinking, how did I get here?
Right.
This is amazing. It's
so there's a multitude of emotions and feelings that run through your head all at the same time. There's happiness, there's joy, there's questions, there's all kinds of stuff. But I have to believe after a couple songs, you know, you're just, well, even from the beginning, you're just you, but you just get right into it and you just pour out your heart and put on the best show that you possibly can to...
Yeah, sure. But, and then when you get into the zone and all those feelings just disappear, after the show sometimes I can be like, wow, what happened? Is it already over? Yeah, we've been playing for 2 hours. Oh, already? Where did the time go? Because... I'm so in the zone, I'm so into what I'm doing that time just disappears.
Okay.
And sometimes the guys in the band just ask, what are you doing out there climbing up in the light rig or on the PA system? Like, oh, did I do that? Okay, and let me tell you, I don't drink before a show or anything. It's just that I just disappear.
Very good. Very good. You know, we have one more song we're going to play, Hicks, and it's called Unreachable Dream. How about you give the listeners a little history about that song and what that song means to you?
Yeah, that song means so much to me. I wrote that song in Nashville with Tony Lewis and a real Nashville legend, Sharon Vaughn. She's been writing songs for Billy, Waylon, Oak Ridge Boys, Reba, just everybody. And that song is my autobiography in a way, because it's about reaching for the unreachable dream, doing that what everybody else thinks is impossible.
Would you say that
and staying true.
Would you say that song "Unreachable" would be more of a ballad type of song than it would be, you know, compared to the other two songs that we have played, you know, "Mama's Kitchen" and "Hayride"? The tempo has come down many notches, so it's more of a. Not that they're all heartfelt songs, but this one, like you had just said, it just really speaks to your heart. And like you had said, the title basically speaks for itself.
Yeah, it does. And that's something that's really close to my heart. And we talk so much about it on this show today. It's just that follow your dream, follow your heart, be who you are.
Don't care what anybody else thinks.
Exactly. You can tell them to go, a bad word, but...
No, it's the truth.
Yeah, because it is, because, like I said, it's my life, it's my dream, it's your life, it's your dream, and just go out there and do it. So that's why we wrote the song. I wanted to write about that subject, and the verses are kind of dark, describing the feeling you can get when you're pursuing a dream, because there will be experts telling you not to, and there will be obstacles and everything in your way. But once you get over those, we come to the chorus, and there's a brighter side, and there's the positive things about following your dream. And if you see the video, all the verses are in black and white, and the choruses are in color, just to pinpoint that.
I think like with any dream, Hicks, that, you know, if our dreams came easy, we wouldn't appreciate them.
True.
You know, I think that, you know, it's important that we follow our dreams, that we keep moving forward, that we keep, you know, just keep a positive attitude, because you're going to have your haters out there no matter what. And that, you know, the way I look at it is, for every person that hates me for what I do, it's just one more person I pissed off because they didn't make it and I did.
Exactly.
You know, I really look at it that way. But now that we've talked about Unreachable Dream, let's go ahead and let the listeners hear it. Here it is, Unreachable Dream with Hicks. Turn it up on Power Rock Podcast.
Don't know why. Times they are changing, changing like the tides. I can seem to recognize the faces on the street. There's a dark cloud moving in, trying to rain down on me. But there's a brighter side. Everything's gone. I'm never gonna let it fade. I keep holding on.
on a sinking ship and it's time to bail out now. I know that I can fix this mess and I ain't going down. I can't afford to drop the ball, you gotta play to win. When they hit me hard today, I get back up again. Cause there's a brighter side. Everything's gonna be alright. I'm never gonna lose the faith. No, I'm never gonna let it fade. I'll keep holding on to what I believe. Cause I'm still reaching for the unreachable. Everything's gonna be alright. I'm never gonna lose the faith. No, I'm never gonna let it fade. I keep holding on to what I believe. Cause I'm still reaching for the unreachable.
And we are back with Hicks. Hicks, I again truly want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. You taking your time to call me at 1 o'clock in the morning from Sweden to speak with me and getting this out. I would also like to add to the listeners that any links that you have will be on Podomatic. I have a new website it's under construction now. We'll have all your YouTube links. It will have, you know, Twitter, everything, Reverb, anything that you may have, it will have on there that I have received from your management, Michael Stouffer. I always have to give Michael a shout out because Michael is an amazing man. He's awesome.
Oh, he is.
He's awesome. He's truly
awesome. I am so privileged to be working with him because, he's everything you want in a manager and a label. Hardworking and no BS, or it's just, it's so much fun working with him.
Yeah, I think this is this could possibly be my sixth or seventh interview with his clients.
Yeah, well, I'm not surprised because he delivers.
He's working 24/7 for you guys.
I've been approached by major labels and big managements, but I always turn them down because I never felt that they had the heart in the right place, because with them, it was all just a numbers game. It was all about the money. And it's a business. We have to make money or else we can't survive. But heart first, money second.
That's right.
And that's what I love about Michael. It's all heart.
Well said, man. Truly. Well, there you have it, my friends. There's an interview with Hicks on Power Rock Podcast. Until next time, peace.